you were talking about the Dhamma and the Vinaya, like the teachings and the training.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, like, when you think of the training for a lay practitioner, mm-hmm. what do you have in mind other than the, say, the precepts?
Well, there's a whole range of, I mean, of course the precepts are a solid foundation. But all of the meditation practices, all of the teaching, I mean, you know, implementing the teachings around, we'll say, like communal harmony, which is what I talked about. And then, there's a whole range. There's things of sort of the Buddha, of course, puts an emphasis on right livelihood. So how one, and then different responsibilities and duties that one has towards whether it's family members or colleagues in terms of work, different aspects of relationships within the society and the culture. So those are all form a part of a training, because it concerns our relationships of a body and speech, so that's what comes to mind off the top of my head.
Yeah, how to be a good friend.
How to be a good friend. There's some many different discourses that the Buddha gave on how to be a good friend in that sense, but kalyanamitta and both how to be a good friend, how to discern a good friend, and because the Buddha did place huge importance on these good spiritual friendships or good spiritual companions. As being really integral to our growth and development in Dhamma.